the objective is the merging of two people. There is no it. There's just two people. When sex becomes an it, it interferes, it gets between the two people. For example, a husband and wife who've been together, who've been intimate, and you say, how was it? How was it? It was just us. What's the it? Who of us is an it? So you see, when your grandmother, you ask your grandmother what happens behind closed doors, and she said nothing, she was right. That is the only way to describe human intimacy. It's not a thing. No thing happens in a bedroom. A bedroom involves only him and her. The male has the natural instinct to give. But real giving means responding to a need and giving everything. If you give 90%, you're not a giver. You're not going with your nature, and that's very frustrating. A woman's nature is to receive. To receive means to absorb, to invite, to envelop another person into your existence. If you can do that 100%, then you feel like a woman. If you do it 99%, you're frustrated because you haven't gotten there. Yeah? So, very briefly again, in the act of intimacy, the male gives himself completely, which means he loses himself in the giving. The woman receives completely, which means she loses herself in the receiving. So basically, intimacy means two people dissolving into a oneness. But they're not doing it the same way. The man is doing it by giving himself completely, and the woman is doing it by receiving completely. So what a woman needs in order to be able to receive completely is absolute security. You're not going to let somebody into your existence if you have some suspicion that you can't trust them. You can't. You cannot do it. So if there's any need to protect yourself, to preserve yourself, to keep some distance between yourself and your husband, you're not receiving. You're like a student, which we really have forgotten this art. A student listening to a lecture, to a class, if he is processing, if in the middle of the lecture he's thinking, yeah, I understand that, that makes a lot of sense. That's it, you're not a student. You've lost it. Because you're not receiving. You're processing. Receiving means just sit and soak it up. Afterwards, you go back and you review, and you say, well, that I didn't understand, this I don't agree with, I don't... But if you're doing that while you're listening, then you're not a student. You're a critic, you're an observer, you're not a student. So to be completely receptive, which is the only way to be receptive, a partial receptive is like neither here nor there, just frustrating. To be completely receptive in a classroom, you have to trust the teacher or the subject completely. If you're suspicious a little bit that maybe the teacher is not, that's it, you're not listening. You can't. So a husband, which is why we need husbands, not just men, a husband is someone who provides the security for the woman to be able to afford to surrender completely and be totally receptive. That's why outside of marriage, it hardly ever happens. Outside of marriage, it hardly ever happens because you know you have to preserve or protect or keep some distance. If it does happen outside of marriage, where the woman gives herself completely, she's married. Emotionally, she is married. And if the relationship breaks up, it's like the most painful divorce. Because, yeah. So here's the picture. A husband and wife being intimate are simply dissolving in the uniquely masculine and feminine way, but each of them is dissolving into this oneness. And how do you achieve oneness? It sounds mystical, but it's really not. How do you achieve oneness? If in fact male and female are one, then the separateness is the unnatural. So the question isn't really how do you achieve oneness? The question is what keeps you separate?
Yeah.
There are some things that keep you separate. If you eliminate those things, the result will be, if there's nothing separating you, then you're one.
Well, you are physical separate beings, so I mean you're separate.
Exactly. The body, by its nature,
right,
is selfish. You know, I don't feel your stomach growling. I only feel mine. Right? So the bodies separate us. In the moment of intimacy, you've transcended those differences because you've dissolved. Dissolving means dissolving the things that keep us separate. So even legally, halachically, according to Jewish law, husband and wife, when they're intimate, are not allowed to be wearing anything. Not for erotic purposes, but because nothing should come between you, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So according to Torah law, husband and wife may not be intimate, may not attempt intimacy if they're angry, because that comes between you. You may not attempt intimacy if there isn't, the place is not secure and there's some thought maybe somebody might walk in and your mind is half distracted. Not allowed to be intimate if there's a television in the room.
What about the 8 kids screaming all around? How do you find time to be intimate with that? Like, you know, you get home for the mikvah and then you have other things on your mind. I mean, you know.
Yep. It's a serious problem. Because a partial intimacy is so painful and so destructive, and it becomes a habit, and then you're off the track. You can't get back.
Yeah.
Can't find your way back. So intimacy, by its very definition, implies absoluteness. There's no partial intimacy. And that's why in traditional families, husbands and wives don't kiss each other good morning or kiss each other goodbye. It's an intimacy. When it's time, it's all the way. When it's not time, there's no playing with intimacy. There's no half-hearted intimacy. There's no half-hearted dissolving or giving. Either you're doing it for real or you're destroying.
There's no coming over and like rubbing someone's back and being like, "Are you okay?"
For medicinal purposes, yeah, but
right.
Not for romantic purposes. So basically what has happened to us as a result of the media and so on and so forth, sex has become a thing like a garment that comes between us.